So now is okay. Now is 6:30 to 7, evening chanting and reflection. Okay. So we'll go through our evening chanting. Page 15 of the retreat chanting book. Oh, 14, yeah. Okay, we get A, B, the chart. Okay, let's compose our mind. Develop the sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the evening chanting. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well. To these, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May this simple offering be accepted for the long-lasting benefits and for the happiness he gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the Blessed One. Bow. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to thee, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Now let us chant the collection of the Buddha.
A good word of the Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows.
Such indeed is the Blessed One,
the Worthy One, the perfectly enlightened One. Endowed with wisdom and virtue, the accomplished one, the knower of the world, the incomparable master or guide of those who betray, teacher of gods and men, the enlightened one, the blessed one.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha.
The Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conquerors, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and Guide. The Buddha is sorrow's destroyer, who bestow blessings on me, to the Buddha, I dedicate this body and mind, and in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessings of this practice, by his power, may all obstacles be overcome. My body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed to the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of God be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One. Can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, onward leading to the heart, Nirvana, can be understood by the wise each for themselves.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma.
It is excellent because it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and truth, practice and liberation, and it allows those who are caught from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness, the Dhamma, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and Guide. The Dhamma is sorrow's destroyer, and it is now resting on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and mind, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma, and the blessings of this practice, by his power, may all obstacles be overcome. My body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future, may be restrained regarding the Dhamma.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha.
Of good conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of upright conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of dutiful conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. This order of the Blessed One's disciples, namely the four pairs of persons, the eight types of individuals, is worthy of offerings, is worthy of hospitality, is worthy of gifts, is worthy of reverential salutation, is an incomparable field of merit to the world.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha. Oh, we finished here, yeah.
Supreme praise.
Oh, supreme praise, okay. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha.
Born of the Dhamma, the Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, form of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtues, I revere that assembly of noble beings perfected in purity, the Sangha, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As a third object of recollection, I venerate it without the faith. I am indeed the Sangha servant. The Sangha is my Lord and guide. The Sangha is sorrow's destroyer, and it is now blessing on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and mind, and in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessing of this practice, by his power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of God be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha.
Okay, we will do the final closing salutation or homage in Pali. Arahaṁ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṁ bhagavataṁ abhivādini svahātō bhagavatā dhammo dhammaṁ namassāmi supatipanno bhagavato sakka sangho sanghaṁ namāmi. Okay, so now we will continue from where we stop. Page 203. Manyaka. Let Manya read the word. Because this... Oh, sorry. Appendix 1 is about the Heart Sutta, but it's in English. So I read through, I ask Manya to read through.
The Heart of Prajna Paramita Sutra. When Avalokiteshvara Mara Bodhisattva was cultivating the profound Prajna Paramita, he illuminated the five khandhas and saw that they are all empty, and he crossed beyond all suffering and difficulty. Sariputta, form does not differ from emptiness. Emptiness does not differ from form. Form itself is emptiness. Emptiness itself is form. So too are feeling, cognition, formation, and consciousness. Sariputta, all dharmas are empty of characteristics. They are not produced, not destroyed, not defiled, not pure, and they neither increase nor decrease. Therefore, in true emptiness, there is no form, feeling, cognition, formation, or consciousness. No eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, or mind. No sights, sounds, smells, tastes, objects of touch, or dharmas. No view of the eyes, up to and including no view of mind consciousness, and no ignorance or ending of ignorance. Up to and including no old age and death, or ending of old age and death. There is no suffering, no accumulation, no cessation, no path, and no understanding and no attaining, because nothing is attained. The Bodhisattva, through reliance on Prajna Paramita, is unimpeded in his mind, because there is no impediment, he is not afraid, and he leaves distorted dream thinking far behind. Ultimately, he attains Nirvana. All Buddhas of the three periods of time attain Anuttara Samyak Sambuddhi through reliance on Prajna Paramita. Therefore, know that Prajna Paramita is a great spiritual mantra. the great bright mantra, the supreme mantra, an unequal mantra. It can remove all suffering. It is genuine and not false. That is why the mantra of Prajna Paramita was spoken. Recite it like this. Gate, gate,
gate, para gate, para sam gate, bohi swaha. Okay, we all together, huh? Two more times. Gate, gate, para gate, para sam gate, bohi swaha. Gate, gate, para gate, para sam gate, bohi swaha. So, this one is the Heart Sutta. Then in Mandarin is on the next page. Okay. This one, you want to chant it one time? Yeah, better, huh? Okay. That's very soft.
揭谛摩诃僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。
OK, 萨埵Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we go to appendix 3 again.
Appendix 3, lesson 5 of the Satipatthana Sutta and Meditation Class. 1.1, developing the 5 spiritual faculties. Just like what Sister Monica said, chanting is also one of the methods or techniques or skillful means used to anchor your mind, but the Pure Land type of chanting is more than that. Because in the Pure Land tradition, they have this great faith in the Buddha and the Bodhisattva that they chant, and due to the great vows of this Buddha and Bodhisattva, it can arise the causes and condition for them to develop the very strong faith to connect to their vows. Their vows are very heavy and powerful, because of their great virtues, wisdom and perfections. Hence, all these vows can become part of nature's laws, and they will manifest and respond on their own. That is, you don't need to have the Buddha, Buddhas or Guanyin Bodhisattva to be all over the places to listen to you and respond. Because of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattva's great vows, if you chant with understanding, and you do it sincerely with very strong faith, it can help you to develop a very strong affinity with their natures, and such faith and affinity will connect you to their vows, and their vows will bring forth the causes and conditions to assist you to progress along the path of Dharma and help you develop the 5 spiritual faculties needed for you to develop the meditation. 1.2. Leading to heedful living. You may see them like only chanting, chanting and chanting, but in actual fact, they are training their mind to be heedful via mindfulness of the Buddha's name. Their faith in the Buddha's name will arise the strong sadha due to the repeated chanting with understanding, leading to viriya, spiritual zeal. Then, together with the sati developed via chanting, walking and bowing, reverential salutation, it will bring forth the sati and samadhi needed to develop the clear mind, which is the meditative or silent mind without thoughts, to see things as they are, to arise the wisdom, which is the last of the 5 spiritual faculties. When sati and samadhi are established, then during every moment of their daily life, when they see, hear, smell, taste and feel something, they will feel very different, because they will be no longer heedless like before. Instead, they will be heedful most of the time, and their minds are very peaceful, calm, and just aware without thought. Hence, clarity of mind, most of the time, and this is possible, because they hold their mantra with faith, and they do it very sincerely and diligently. 1.3. Overcoming the 5 mental hindrances leading to direct seeing. To develop the meditation, we only need to develop these 5 spiritual faculties, which will help us overcome the 5 mental hindrances that hinder one from becoming peaceful and mindful. These 5 mental hindrances, you don't have to fight them, control or suppress them, or worry about them, because once these 5 spiritual faculties of sadha, viriya, sati, samadhi and panya are there, the hindrances will cease to be, and then the mind with sati and samadhi will have the clarity to see things as they are, to arise the wisdom, panya. Then their mind is no longer heedless, and they will no longer see things with a conditioned mind, i.e., no more seeing with their views and opinions and the egoic mind, and their thoughts will no longer interfere with the direct seeing, which will lead to the awakening, understanding and the enlightenment. They will see the dependent origination within their own form and mind. They will start to understand the 4 noble truths on their own. Then they will start to see clearly what the Buddha meant by the five mental hindrances and the five spiritual faculties. They will also see clearly the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion within their own mundane mind, and why the Buddha called them evil roots. They will also come to understand how the seven factors of enlightenment come to be, and how their sense bases actually function, i.e., how upon contact consciousness and feeling comes to be. And because they have sati and samadhi, they will also have the ability to see clearly how through delusion one is conditioned into negativity, grasping and clinging and attachment, then how suffering comes to be. Then, when they are just silent and aware, they will come to understand how the arising of the non-arisen hindrance of mind comes to be. Then later on, when they continue to be just silent and aware, they will come to know how the disappearance or abandoning of the arisen hindrance comes to be. Then how through non-delusion, they will know how the non-arising in the future of the abandoned hindrance comes to be, and how all these are possible. This is how they will cultivate the Satipatthana four foundation of mindfulness.
Okay, so this one is precisely what Tammy asked me just now, and I explained in the Satipatthana Sutta under Dhammanupassana, third category of practice. There is mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and the six external sense bases. Just I only finished how she traced the origination factor. Then after that, from that, he knows it's due to her wrong view, her habitual tendency, the way she stir her mind and react. Means she don't have right view, understand? So in order to find out the answer, we have to actually check the Buddha's teaching. So in most places, it's written very clearly, thing is just the way it is. But a lot of cultivators don't understand, because that statement is so powerful. Just like Asaji, he mentioned it to Sariputta. Sariputta become enlightened. He just say, whatever arise, there are causes and conditions behind. Means, there are nature's law that governs life and existence. So, that statement clearly explained to Sariputta that this condition world is dependent originating. Condition arising, causal. Straight away he penetrate, Sakaya Ditti gone. Straight away he know the form and mind is a phenomenon. Dependent originating. Everything arises through causes and conditions. Then Asaji continued, these causes and conditions, my teacher has taught, he straight away become a Sotapan. Means, it is based on the Panchaniyama, and the most powerful one is the law of karma and the law of Patichasamuppada. That's why from there, he awakened. So based on that, we will come to know if it's a conditioned world, all conditioned Dhamma are based on cause and effect, dependent origination. So if you know that, your wisdom will be there, then you know whatever happened in the world at this moment, when all the causes and conditions are already set, nature's law will take its course. Understand? Oh, I have to stop already. That way. Okay. Means whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind, which means thing is just the way it is. Condition like that, things will like that, and so on. Because the nature's law behind operate. So you cannot reject or dislike or resolve. You have to accept the reality, but that is the reality. Condition like that, things will like that. That's how the Buddha said, Learn to see things as they are. Direct knowledge and vision of the reality means that reality, that suchness or what is already fixed. Understand? Whatever your view, opinion, doesn't matter. Understand? Means it has to happen already. And it will unfold. After that, whether you sock, go sock, nothing to do with nature. Understand? It's your individual mundane mind that don't understand. That's why you stir, you react. So the teaching that has right view is, you have right view in regards to the law of karma, dependent origination, then the law of truth. This one are the nature's law, the spiritual law, that governs life and existence. You understand now? So when the cause and condition is set, at that moment, things will be like that. Cannot be otherwise. It's just like the moment DJ Trump elected for a second term. The world will be like that. And so, tariff everywhere. And so, then he will tell you all the, but he's the way he is. And so, so it's the whole movement of totality of our universe. When the causes and conditions are set, at any one time, the universe will be like that. You cannot change. So when you understand this, you have to have the right view to come to terms with this reality via your wisdom to see things as they are. Means you accept. When you accept, you don't have problem in it. Because you no longer react. Understand? You no longer blame. You no longer song or bosong. Understand? So the acceptance is wisdom. Understand? Doesn't mean that you're foolish or you're stupid. Like that also you agree. Yeah? DJ Trump become president also you agree. But the reality is, he's already the president. Understand? Like car accident. After the accident, you someone say, ah, yo, why my wife so careless? Huh? Why that guy got eye, I never see him? You think this are reality? It's no more reality. The reality is, accident day happened already. Then, resolve it. Understand? Move on. That is the teaching. So when you have this understanding, which I already explained to you, and help you understand better, the world is the world. Means what? Nature's condition. When the causes and conditions are set, it has to move that direction. That's why I say it's a movement of the totality of consciousness. The country consciousness, the planetary consciousness, this will move. These are the governing factor. And it is the summation of all the beings, understand, that project their thought process. And this is what the law, the nature's law is all about. Nothing to do with your mundane mind, agree or don't agree, understand, nothing to do with whether living beings song or bosong, understand, so when you understand this, you contemplate, then, yeah, there is no way. Well, this is the reality. That's why the Buddha said, suchness, ta-ta-ta. Thing is already such. Or Krishnamurti say, what is? What is the reality. Happened already. Cause and condition that, it will be like that. So after I accept, my mind at peace. True or not? You don't react, you don't stir, you don't blame. You got problem or not? No problem with that. At peace. Then there is clarity, understand? To act. Then you recall in the teaching. How should you act? First, right view to accept this reality, understand? Where you already know the three spiritual law that governs life and existence. So right view to accept. Even something happened, you know, got to do with karma. Otherwise, why only you kena, other people don't kena, understand? So, nature's law, law of dependent origin means how your mind functions. All the summation of all the beings, their mind evolve, then the totality of consciousness develop that movement, then this thing will arise. Otherwise, it won't arise. So, you see this clearly, contemplate until very clear, then it will become yoniso manasakara and from you. Think is just the way it is. Condition like that, things will be like that. The world is the world. This is the reality. That is such mercy, Nanasa. See things as they are. There is no other way. If you cannot accept this reality, what happened? Means? Sure, for some, because you want things your way, right? But nature has its own reality, it's not you, you only one mano, one individual mundane mind. How can you have power over all this? You are costing to change, can develop your nature, until very, very powerful. I give you this example, If you are in a small town, if you are the pemulu, within the pemulu, you have power, But beyond the kampung, you got no power, So you can cause things to arise there. Then within your household, if you are the head of the household, the father or the grandfather, then he decides, That is the world. That is society. Then if you become better, let's say, state assemblyman, Menteri Besar, At that state level, you have power, You can do something. Then if you're federal, prime minister, like Anwar Dato', Anwar Ibrahim, he can decide for the country, he got more power. If you're president of the United States, how? Even more power, He say one word, but sometimes, got people see that what he do is not correct. People now go against him. Understand not? So it doesn't mean that when you have that status or nature, although you have the power, but doesn't mean you like what they call tai sai. Tai sai in English is called what? Not abuse. Tai sai means like you are the the one with the full authority. Dictator, beyond correct. A dictator. What you say, carry through. Or in the ancient day, China, the emperor. The emperor said, Sat Tao, how many generations? He go already. So this is how you should see as an analogy. If you want to cause things to change or arise, then you develop that nature. But spiritual is different from mundane. Mundane one, you got power, you have the power to do, then you can do. But when people resist you, how? So spiritual is, you must know the spiritual law that governs life and existence. Even you have that cultivation, but you cannot simply do things. That's why the Buddha say, the enlightened one, they know their duty. They resolve everything amicably. They don't like DJ Trump. That's Donald Trump. Simply bulldoze through. You solve or will solve, this is what you want. That's it. That's why the Canadian or Jimmy Dale. So that is the reality. But this one is worldly, not the spiritual. Spiritual one, you cannot. You want things to arise, you must understand the nature's law that allows it. How do you do it? Very good. Now my daughter, now to your vows. You make aditan, then you vow. You develop the faith, the resolve. Then you cultivate. Then it can happen. Then when you get into trouble, apply the three way to resolve your problem. Ask for forgiveness. Then follow the advice of the Buddha. Then develop the parami, invoke power of merit for causal and condition to turn around. This one is possible. This one don't hurt anybody. You ask for forgiveness first. You hurt anybody or not? Then you follow the advice of the Buddha. And why all you will do good? Purify the mind. Got evil or not? Can cause negativity or not? Cannot. Then, based on your merit, you evoke power of merit for causes and conditions to arise, understand or? And that one, not everything can be fulfilled, no. If you unreasonable, by the power of this merit, may I become the Sammasambuddha tomorrow? Crazy, ah. Understand? Ah? Even worldly merit also tell you already. You got money doesn't mean you can buy everything. Huh? True or not? Things that is have condition to buy, allowable, can. Like people's girlfriend and wife also you want to buy. Understand? Ah? You rob can. Ah? But it has its karmic law. Understand? Ah? So whatever that is allowable, be reasonable. When you make aspiration, don't be ridiculous. Understand? Ah? By the power of glory. Well, brother, they will say, can or nature's law. May it arise the cause and condition for all my Macau friends to be free from all the court case or whatever. And you go and make this type of aspiration. Cannot. Last time I tried. No, not that thing. Because they tell me, hey, your parami like that. 4 digits, you can tell me or not. What do you think? A paeko. Understand? They come after you ask for paeko. But I told them, this one violates the law of karma. Even if you have the power, if you use it for that, it cannot come. Understand? But I try it. But for something else. Because of certain condition. Then I actually wanted to know whether it's possible or not. But wholesome, not unwholesome. The number really come out. But I didn't bet, understand? So all these things is like that. Then got one time because of something happened, my staff, every Saturday he go getting one. He will dress batik to work on Saturday. Half day after that I saw him dress nicely. I say, how come Saturday, cashier day, you dress so nice? You know what he told me? Mr. Teo, go up mountain. I say, which mountain? He say, Genting. Then I say, what you do up there? He say, my brother is the head of the Kapia, is it? Not Kapia. The one? Krupia. Krupia, that one called Krupia, not Kapia. He said, the brother is a GM, head of all the Kupia. We got one group under him. So he said he got VIP card to go into the VIP room. Well, I said like that. I haven't been in the VIP room. So I asked him, how is it like? Mr. Teo, you interested? You come right. So I follow him. Then I tell myself, I want to go in and find out. Then, I say, I only maximum limit myself 100 ringgit. I lose, I stop playing, I just see and observe. And you know what happened? That $100, I win 2,000 plus. Not only free makan. There is a reason. Yes. There is a being that don't want to use my money. The natural money come back. Because I got no intention to win, understand? I just bet. Then, you know what happened? Actually, we went out 1 o'clock, I think. Reached there, I think, about 2 o'clock or one. Then he said, we should 5 o'clock finish and come down. Otherwise, too dark, understand? Then he already lost money, He don't want to play. He come and see me for something. He said, Mr. Teo, you want to go back or not? Oh, I said, I think never mind. Because I won, actually. I won, I think, 200 something. So I got 300 something. You know what happened? He say, I want to go back again. I said, okay, one last bet. So I just put that number. That sector means, I think, 6 number on it. I put all my money there, then I put some small number on the, what they call, the 4 number one and 2 number one. That sector came out. I was paid 2,000 something. How did the money come? It's because the parami, and there is condition for it to come. That's why if it's yours, it will be yours. And then after that, I know, I understand already. Then I stop. Before that, you ask my wife, he still remember. I go and buy the mini roulette. I try, chance, so I try at home. See whether chair or not. That time I try, the plastic one, small fellow, the roulette. Then I realize, hey, cannot. Got the parami, come on. Then based on my understanding, I can make money. Don't ask me to gamble for you, please. Then you say, yeah, brother, you also gamble. Gambling, no good. The intention behind is important, understand. They are legal approved casino. Understand? Not the amchi underground, that one of course I also won't do, understand? But this is listed, no official. So it's just for you to understand. But how did I come here? I supposed to finish the Menteri Besar, all those things. So which means you want to change, now I remember. You want to change, you must have that understanding. But the understanding that I share with you don't understand, you don't simply go and interpret, no. Like just now I caution you. By the power of Mary, you silent and ask for something ridiculous. Not allowable. It must be allowable. That's why you must understand the Dhamma, understand, the truth. You cannot simply do things. You do your duty, everything. And then, that wonderful existence, which is the Heart Sutta saying, in true emptiness, the wonderful existence, that wonderful manifests, then your life becomes like perfect. Everything go your way. And you want to understand, you can understand. That's why I say this teaching is showing to you what he is like that one. No other way. That's why when you understand, you will know what to do. That's why the areas are different. Okay? Then after that, when you already know that, what is the wisdom that you have? Means, when you see somebody and get angry, or like I explained to Tammy, you know, recall through memory, then the phobia, the fear, or somebody abuse you, then you react and become like unhappy or angry. So all these emotions are dependent originating. So this one, you have to like trace the origination factor. Means you know this is due to your habit, your wrong view, your wrong thought, understand not? That's why it's stirred. And you don't understand nature's law. Means you don't know that this is the reality. That's why you want things your way, which you cannot yet understand. That's why that emotion surface, whether it's fear, anger, hatred, jealousy, or whatever, understand? Even just as we talk to ma, same. But there is a reality. Why you react and become like that? Because you cannot understand the nature's law that governs life. The reality is that moment cannot change. Understand now? Causes and conditions, things will be like that. So accept the reality. Then act. Understand now? That is how you reverse it. Then when this one stabilizes and you understand, it becomes yoniso manasikara, wisdom inside. Then at the moment of sense experience, this one come out faster than your mundane mind. Understand now? Your mundane mind's habitual tendency cannot move. Because this one supersede. That's why this one is spontaneous. No need to go to brain and memory to check. You go to brain and memory to check, I tell you, true knowledge. You know what you will do or not? Hey, what did the Buddha say? How should I act? What did Brother Theo say? Very dangerous. Understand? Because different people, different solution. their causes and conditions all different, their karmic all different, understand? Then that society within that era all different, understand? You cannot one size fit all. You know what is one size fit all? Everybody same way of teaching the children, the kid. This is the best solution for your kid. Where got such thing? Every kid is different. You cannot say everybody do like that. Then you will do well. You will excel. No such thing. Different people different. They have their past karmic. They have their past tendency. And all these are within the nature's law that governs life and existence. So when you understand this, then you become different. Understand now? Then you can act. Then with this right view, then you check the teaching. How can I act? I act following the Buddha's advice or following his Dhamma, Dhamma way. Following Noble Eightfold Path. Well, the fourth Noble Truth state clearly, if you cultivate this Noble Eightfold Path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. You meditate to become enlightened is to be free from suffering, isn't it? True or not? Then definitely this is the meditation as taught by the Buddha, Noble Eightfold Path. That's why I say, whatever you do, if it don't bring you back to the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path, so that you have that embodiment, then that is not the meditation taught by the Buddha. If it's the meditation taught by the Buddha, you will have the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path. That's why if you are a cultivator, you know how to use the Noble Eightfold Path. The way to resolve things amicably is to accept. That is Yoni Somanasikara Path, come on. He is the way he is. The world is the world. Condition like that, things with that. Then you at peace straight away. Understand? Then here, no agitation, nothing. There is clarity. Means what? You are in the state of pure awareness, your true mind. And then you can act. Understand? Then you already have the teaching, the Dhamma. Then you know you have to have appropriate right thought, right speech, right action. Then diligently, every day, apply for our effort to purify, understand? To overcome all the wrong thought, the bosong thought, understand? First right effort is to abandon them. Second right effort is prevent it from right. That one unit mono, yoniso manasakara only can prevent, understand? Like the way things are, the Buddha teacher. If you don't have that one, it cannot stop one, no. Understand? So, all this, you must contemplate until very clear. Well, your habits, your tendency, born of your views, your opinion, condition, they are so strong ingrained in you, understand? Habits are very difficult to change, understand? Even office culture, new culture, very difficult to change. A lot of resistance, understand? Like now, Canada, you want to become US 52 state, all resist, understand? But that is the way things are. Nature is like that. Habits are very difficult to change or to overcome or to root out. Even the famous Shiji teacher, Zheng Yuan Fa Shi, you know what she said in the Wu Liang Yi Qi, you remember? Habitual tendency. Every time inside there is stress, habitual tendency, very difficult to root out. They are ingrained, karmic. And Jay Krishnamurti used this word. For millennium, your mundane consciousness over the long period of birth and death have been so conditioned by tradition, by all this belief system, everything. That's why very difficult to change that habit. So now you understand why that teaching is so powerful. The reason why I want to share this is, well, this one normally I wait for causes and conditions to arrive, only I share. But beyond that, we ask. And that is causes and conditions. Do listen to this. It will give you the complete understanding. Then after four right effort is what? Right living. How you live your life. If you don't have the Noble Eightfold Path embodiment, you don't know how to live your life. No right view, no right thought, no right speech, no right action, no four right effort. You cannot. Your livelihood, because in the text, they teach you wrong living. Wrong livelihood. Means your career, that one wrong. You think is that path factor. No, the path factor is the way you live your life. That's why I always use the word wrong living. Means if you don't have a career or you have a career, that one is a small part of that number six path factor. You know why? Because whether you choose one career, in fact, during the Buddha's time, he got give example. Certain career that involve killing and all those things, or drugs and all, you cannot do one as another. Where it's against the nature's law. So they call that being a butcher, everything is wrong livelihood. Nothing wrong with that. But the path factor is wrong living. The way you live your life, you cheat, scheme, and deceive, don't have the respect. You have seen the Mangala Sutta, you have seen the Kayana Karinya Metta Sutta. All those qualities that you need for enlightenment and the highest blessing very clearly state that. Understand? So you cannot violate all this one. Whatever that is against the nature's law, you cannot do it. So this understanding is very important. The way you live your life decide your karma. If you violate the law of karma, means you don't have right view. You don't have right view, you don't know how to live life really. Because all the other factors go wrong. Wrong view, condition, wrong thought. Thought, which is mental intention, is the basis for action and speech. Correct or not? Because it will condition your action and speech. Because your views, understand? So, all these factors go wrong. Then where got right effort? Right effort to do what? Will your view all wrong? Also wrong. Then the way you live your life, also wrong. Understand? Then because of that, very likely, sati also you cannot get it wrong. Understand? Then samadhi also cannot get it wrong. You got the sati right, the wisdom arise, right view, first path factor arise. Understand? That's why sati is still the most important. So this Noble Eightfold Path, the application of it, the understanding. Okay? This one, first time I share in this retreat, the previous retreat you are in video, I didn't share this one. Become more condition of people ask. Okay, oh yeah. 7:30 already, okay. we stop here. Okay, now you can have your half an hour or what? Meditation is half an hour. We are all tonight, so that you can have your half an hour of awareness-based meditation. Now you understand so clearly already. Give it a try, understand? Go and lie down. You see all those who lie down, benefit, progress.